weiter in Shaspring Edushin Daf Nun Hey, picking up at the very top of the page. We had discussed in the Mishnah, there's a machlokas by Hektish, whether or not you can be Michalel, you can deconsecrate Hektish. Rabbi Meir says that if it's done b'mezid, then it works. It is Mechulal, it's no longer consecrated, it is now Chulin. But if you did, so you did it b'mezid, if you do it b'shogig, though, then it doesn't work. And review, this is the opposite. B'mezid, it doesn't work, and b'shogig, it does work. On that, we continue. Tanana, son, we got a Mishnah over there. This is a Mishnah in Shkalim, which comes and tells us this is a case we're going to see about an animal that's wandering between Yerushalayim and a place called Migdol Eder, or any other area like in a circumference around that. We have to be worried that possibly this animal that's wandering around is a karban. We'll read this inside though. Tanan Hosam, Behemo Shenim Sis Mirushalayim, the Migdol Eder, Ukimidas L'choruach, or like in any area, any direction, Zecharim Olos, all, if it's a male, then we have to be worried that it's probably a karban Ola, and the Nekeva Zivchei Shlamim, the Nekevas are Shlamim. Now, an Ola can only be a Zachar, so therefore if we say it's Zecharim, then we're going to say it's an Ola. And if it's a Nekeva, it's a girl, then it can't be an Ola, so we're going to say that it's a Shlamim. Says Rashi, Mishum dechayshin and shemam Yerushalayim yotzas came out. Verov behemos yotzas mimenu zvachim. Most of them are karbanos. Veiklus fuke bechol zvachim shiruuy lehem. Maybe it can be any one of these karbanos. Hilkach zacher dechazil ola. Since a zacher can be an ola, misafka leola. Lekaman parchla. We're gonna ask a question on that, obviously, because it could also be something else. Maybe it's a shlamim. Okay, we'll answer that. Nekevos zvachim shlamim di luba ola lekalus fuke. There's no suffix. It's definitely not considered an ola because it's a woman. It's a female. Ela zecharim olo su davo. We're going to say zecharim. It can only be an ola. Zivchei shlamim lavi. It's not able to be a zivchei shlamim. Says Rashi b'tmiya dilma shlamimi. The heichamakiv laola. How could you make it as an ola? Maybe it's really a shlamim because it could also be a shlamim. Amarav Oshaya, and this is where we're going to spend. Rav Oshaya is going to be like for the rest, and Ahmed Bey is going to ask a question on it. Amarav Oshaya, what's the case we're dealing with over here? We're dealing with the case of tzaddik b'balachu b'demei maskinan. We're dealing with the person who wants to deal with its value. And that is as follows. Says Rashi, Klomar, Ihi Vade Lo Karva. This animal itself certainly can't be brought as a carbon because we don't know exactly what it is. The Halchikam, that's what it means to say. In Ba Adam Zel Lasos Lo Takana, if the person wants to go out and give a Takana and fix it up, Uba Le Kabel Atzmo Chov, what's he going to do? He takes a Chov upon himself, Kol Damea, all of its value, Shuba Safik, and then he takes out the chulin. Ulahaktish is damea, and then takes its money that now became kadosh. Im zacharu neschayev. Sorry about that. Im zacharu neschayev af b'damei ola dechashin and shema olosin. So as we're going to see, he's going to explain it more as we go along. We're actually going to say, okay, listen, let's say this animal's worth $100. I take off and I'm taking the $100 and I'm going to use it and say maybe this is an ola and I'll use an ola. By the way, it's really going to do. We're going to see he's going to have $200. Assuming it's 100, and 100 will buy an ola, and 100 buy a shlamim, and it'll give it in place. And it'll say, Tanai, if this one was the ola, let it be an ola, and the shlamim will be a nedava. And this one is a shlamim, if it's really a shlamim, let it be the shlamim, and then this the ola should be a nedava. Let's read inside. We are worried that maybe it's olos, and therefore what we do is, you have to go and take the money in its place. Of Rabbi Meir, and this is all working in the world of Rabbi Meir. Dharma hektish b'mezid mischalal. That's what we started this opening with. Machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda. Meir says b'mezid is mischalal. Rabbi Huda says it's not. So now let's read the Halakha Rashi's. It says as follows. B'masnisan, that we saw earlier in our Mishnah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Hektish b'mezid mischalal v'yachol zeh lotzion l'chulin. Mezid v'yitvasu adamim. You can go and put into chulin on purpose. Take the money b'kedushasam. V'al yedei tanai yavishnei damim. Echad ola v'echad l'shlamim. You give two al tanai. V'yomer, like we said. Im ola hi harei hi mischaleles al zu. V'asheni yeh shalamei nedava. V'im shlamim hi harei hi mischaleles al shel shlamim. V'asheni l'ndavas ola. So that's what we'll do over here. And that is Rabbi Meir, who says that hektish is mischalel if it's done b'mezid. Now, since Gemara, Kash and Rav Oshaya, Ukedushas HaGuf Mimischalo? What are you talking about? Rashi says, the Kachem is Beach Mimischalelos below Mum. We know that an animal, that there's something called Kedushas Damim, that if someone says that he wants to bring the value of this animal, that's Kedushas Damim. But if he says, I want to bring this animal, it becomes Kedushas HaGuf, the actual thing itself. And are we allowed to go ahead and be Mechalo, the Kedusha of something itself? Rashi says, the Kachem is Beach Mimischalos below Mum. It has no Mum. How could you go and just take it out? Well, tonight we looked in the Mishnah, not like that. Now, the answer is going to be, the answer is yes. Rabbi Meir says yes. But we see a Mishnah says not like that. Yeah, but that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'atanan we see in a Mishnah in Me'ila, daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, ein moel achem moel b'mugdashin, ela b'behema u'klei shariz b'vad. There's no such thing as Me'ila after Me'ila with things that are hektish. Because if I go and I take something which is hektish, and I now use it for my own personal benefit, although it's usher for me to do that. It is usher for me to do that. And I was just over on Me'ila. Now, when I did that, the act and the process of me doing that now brings that thing into a state of chulin. Once the thing is in a state of chulin, if someone else now goes and messes with that same thing, it's not going to be over an isser of Me'ila over here, because it's already gone, it's already out. Says Rashi, Ein mol achemol, ein shtemi luzu achizu bekeren echad shel hekdesh. The kevin shemol ba'arishon, once the meal was done by the first one, yotza l'chulin already goes out to chulin. Ella, when is there me'ila achfer me'ila? Be'behema u'be'kli sharis bilvad. Only with a behema or kli sharis, or the vessels. Says Rashi, Ella behema shel kachem mizbeach ru'uya l'carbon, that's where we're fitting to be brought as carbon. The fisha ein yotza l'chulin kishahi Tamima won't go out to chulin when it's no mum. V'chein klei sharis, so to a klei sharis as well. Ketzad, and how could it be the me'ila can be done more than one time with such a thing? Hayirochev al gavi behema. Someone's riding on an animal that was hektish. B'chavir rochav, and his friend comes and he rides on it also. B'chavir rochav, and his friend comes, he rides it also. Kula mola, all of them are chayiv in me'ila. Why? Because the first people doing it didn't take it out of chulin, didn't bring it to chulin because it's kedush zaguf. Let's say you're drinking from the kosher zav, the golden cup, which was used for the was supposed to use in the Beis Hamikdash. Bachavir shalzav, then a friend came on, he drank from. Bachavir shalzav, the friend came, he drank from. Kula ma'alu, all of them are chayiv me'ila, and it doesn't go out of its kedusha. So what do you see? Something that's kedushas haguf can't be taken out. So what's pshat over here? That you could say that this is what was happening over here, the way Rav Shai explained it, that we're talking about a case where the guy wants to be a good guy and to fix the situation here. And therefore, he's mechal this animal. We know you can't do such a thing, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, that's going to Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rashi, Mdigatani, Ein Mol Achamol, Alma Makamahu Denafak Lchulin, Afogav the Shogeghu. The mezid lekan meila, because if it was done mezid, there's no meila. V'hai svar lebi hudahu, the shamas lay the amr of masnis and hektish b'shogi mischal. Only if it's done b'shogi is done mechulal. And ha, the other one that we brought before, the mishnah was in shkalim. That's going to according to Rabbi Meir, and he says even kiddush aguf. Rashi says hach masnis and the shkalim, the behema shenimtes, ki Rabbi Meir, mukaminan la the amr hektish mischal b'mezid. It's done by mezid. Vafil kedusha guf nami mischal. Even if it's kedusha guf, it's also going to be deconsecrated. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? Mida Rabbi Yehuda nishma Rabbi Meir. From Rabbi Yehuda, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, let's understand that Rabbi Meir is also. Says Rashi, Mida Rabbi Yehuda nishma Rabbi Meir, bechilil mezid, the dahab chuktayu, lesa elab mezid v'shogig. The machlokas that we were discussing by Hektish is whether he did it b'shogig or b'mezid. Meir says b'mezid, that it's mechul, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's only b'shogig. Aval, b'kedusha guf, kedusha damim. In machlokas man, there's no machlokas when it comes to kedusha gomer damim, but also hektish she'ein mischalelis. The Rabbi Yehuda b'shogig ein mischal b'meizid. The Rabbi Meir that according to both of them, it's not going to work either b'shogig or b'meizid when it's already kedusha damim. Kedusha guf. And let's see it inside now. Rabbi Yehuda nishma Rabbi Meir lav amar Rabbi Yehuda hektish b'shogig mischalel. That hektish is mischal b'shogig. Kedusha guf lo mit mischala. But with kedusha guf, it's not able to be deconsecrated. Rabbi Meir nami alfagav the hektish b'meizid mischal. Even though he says that if he's done b'meizid, it's mischalel. Kedusha guf lo mischala. When it's kedusha guf, it's not going to be. So what are you going to say now? Says Meir, no. Don't, nice try. Hasam lo kamechavin la fukinhu lechulin. Over there, in the case when in Me'ila, where they're doing the different cups and the different animals and riding and drinking, all that kind of stuff. By the Mishnah, Me'ila is no intention to be mechalel, right? To make it when it was done in the Shogeg case, and it's mechalel only because the Torah goes and says so, and then you bring a karban, and that's where kedusha zaguf is in mechalel deconsecrated, as Rashi comes and he points us so beautifully. It's even more strong than that of Rabbi Yehuda's. You didn't want to bring it out to Chulin. If you bring carbon Me'ila, Hilchos Kedushas Aguf lo mitchal. You can't do it because it's a guf. Aval chilul meizid the Rebbe Meir mechaven lefukin lechulin. Hilchos Kedushas Aguf nami mitchal. Therefore, even Kedushas Aguf is also going to be mechulal. Says Gemara, hasam lekobecham lefukin lechulin, hacha kobecham lefukin lechulin. Over here, you did out lefukin lechulin. You had intention to go and bring out the chulin, and therefore it does work in such a case. Says the Gemara, but who says Amar shamet le Rebbe Meir? And maybe your mayor only says it by kotche kachim. That's the only time it says. It says Rashi ad the Rabbi Oshaya part because that's going to cast on Rabbi Oshaya the way he explained this whole Gemara. The ukme ahi the shkolim k Rabbi Meir. He's making it like Rabbi Meir. Emer the shamit le Rabbi Meir the amar hektis b'mezim eschala. Why do we say that it works? By kachim, could go and kachim by the kabayis, the hainu stam hektish. That's what the case is. Vehu adin lekachim kachim the kulo. Have legavoa kachim by the kabayis. So only by kachim by the kabayis is ever going to happen. By kachim kalim mi meshamet le. Do we say that we find that he also is going to hold by kachim kalim also, right? By aka a shlamim. So this animal is a shlamim, then it can't be mischalo. So why are you saying it will be? Says Rashi, by he the behema ikal esfuke. Now maybe kachim kalim. You have a suffix that maybe it's kachim kalim, right? We could be in olo, which is kachim kachim. Maybe it's shalom is kachim kalim for kimim mischal. Veicha shamet le remeir the mischalim meizid. How do you could do it? Be meizid if it's kachim aguf. As a gemara, amalei ahumi the rabbi rabbanon v'rabbi Yaakov shmei. This is from one of the rabbis, and that amalei. Okay, let's say it again. Amalei ahumi rabbanon. One of the rabbanon said for Rabbi Yaakov shmei. His name is Rabbi Yaakov. Kavachomer. What you mean? This is a straight up kavachomer. Kalvachomer, it's a straight up Kalvachomer. Kotche, kotchim eschalim, bekotchim kal, kotche, kotchim eschalim. If you're able to be bechalim, kotche, kotchim, which is obviously more chamor, then kotchim kalim, okoshkin, obviously. It's my name, also back this up, I'm of Chama, Barakiva, I'm of Yosib, of Chanina, I'm of Hoyer, Rabbi Meir, Hektish, Bemezid, Mischalo, Beshogig, Ein Mischalo. Echel kotchim kotchim, echel kotchim kalim. Kalvachomer, kotchim, kotchim eschalim, kotchim kalim, okoshkin. Period. So therefore, that's what we had so far. Beep, turn the page. Then Haman base. What we see so far is the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda, and we're seeing that the Mishnah over there is going in the world of Rabbi Meir. Everything is good and dandy. The second Mishnah you brought up, that was Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, yes, Rabbi Meir is saying that you have to do it be mazed, period.
Tahi ba Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan does not like Rabbi Oshaya's pshat over here. I says, Bahad the Rabbi Oshaya. He does not like what's going on here. Do we tell someone, get up and do a sin so someone else should be zoche? In other words, when this guy is so nice, he sees this animal and he wants to help out a little and do what he's got to do, he's not going to go deconsecrate it. But we know that you're not really supposed to do such a thing. If it was done, maybe it works, but you're not supposed to do it. It says Rashi, you can't be mechala when it's tamim. Im behema hatameh upadam erchav va'amermar. Only behema tameh bebali mumin shenivdu akos of medaber. Yachol yufdu al mum over. We have to move, etc. V'zeh shabal lim lachulach v'demeah. This guy wants such a nice thing. Nemar lo amod v'chata l'chal l'mezid b'shir shetiske l'takan akravasa shabahim azu. Do we tell the guy, get up and go do this because of being this carbon over here? Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like this whole pshat over here, and he doesn't like that part of it. Therefore, he explains as follows. Elam, Rabbi Yochanan, mamtin lacha, two mum, you got to wait till the thing. It's a mum, and then we do the same process. So my shishdei behemoth, you bring two animals, so mastin, you do that tanai that we said before. Rashi spells it out. Hadakatani zachomor los lohi, below dameha, craven, be'oda tamima, also tamim. Wait till it gets a mum kavua. V'yeh mutter lechalal. Then it's mutter. Umay sishtei behemos to bring two animals. Chadal olav chadal. Shlomo masa imzu ola teizu ola tachteha v'chaver to shlomo nedavah. And then flip. V'yeh imzu shlomim teizu shlomim tachteha v'chaver to ola olas nedavah. Okay, beautiful. Amar mar. We said that if we find it's a zachar, zacharim olos, it's brought as a carbon olos. As a gemara, b'doma todahi. Maybe it's a toda. Right? We said to bring it as an ola or as a shlamim, but maybe it's a carbon toda. The ma'isil nami toda. Says gemara chinami. No problem. So bring it as a toda. So now you bring three carbonas. You bring three animals. $100. Maybe this is costing you a lot of hundies, and. Rashi says, umastin, you make your tanai in each one of them. If this is one, then these are nedavas. If this is the one, these are nedavas. This is one, these are nedavas. I've a boy lechem. We know the carbon told us that before lachmi told with it, the ma'isin ami lechem. You also bring lechem along with it. I've dima osham hu. Maybe this is a osham. Rashi says, v'lecha lemeber, then I see nami osham, dein osham ba nedava. You can't say, bring as a asham because an asham is not brought as an adava. It says, no, asham ben shteishanim. An asham has to be ben shteishanim. And it's not going to be, it's Tachlip and Shadon. We're talking about an animal here that was only a year old, not two. Vadilma Asham Mitzorahu and Asham Nazirhu. Maybe it's Asham Mitzorah Nazir. The Doz Rashi says, the Ksiv Behu Kevis, that it has to be a even younger. Says, nah, lo shchichi. It's not common to have people bring those type of karbanos. People didn't really get Sarah so much, Baruch Hashem. And also, you can find Nazir Tamer often. Vadilma Pesachu, maybe it's a carbon Pesach. And if you say it's carbon Pesach, Pesach Bismano, Mrs. Hirbe. No, Pesach during its time. Rashi says, Kol Zman Shu Roi Le Pesach. People are very careful with it. They wouldn't let it run away. We wouldn't let it run away. Vishlob Bismano, and a Pesach. Shlomo Zmano, let's say it was, Rashi says, Avriz Manos, passes man, Shlomim who? It's a din of Shlomim, Vaha Maisi Shlomim, we already said we're being a Shlomim, so we're fine. Vidoma Bechor, Maiser Ninu, maybe it's a carbon Bechor, or it's Maiser, we know Maiser Behemoth, one every ten, or the Bechor, the first one born to your flock. Lamai Hilgasa, what exactly are you worried about? What's the issue? Lemichlinhu Bemumen, Bemuman, Hachanai Mibemunim Misachli. In other words, what is the practical ramifications difference if you want to say that it's a Bechor, if you want to say that it's Maiser? And it says at the end of the day, it doesn't really change much. Why? Because we're talking about the animal itself. We're deconsecrating and taking the self and putting on something else. And now the only difference between them is whether or not, what do you do when they become tummy? The answer is, if they get a mum, is that you're not able to deconsecrate it, that it goes out completely to chulin. It's still treated in a certain level of kedusha. So no problem here too. This animal that when it finally gets a mum, we go and we treat it as if it was meiser and behema. Meiser and bechor, and we're not gonna deconsecrate entirely, and we're gonna not, you know, shakta in the shuk, and not gonna start behaving with it in a way that you shouldn't, and everything is good and dandy now. So at the end of the day, we bring three karbanos, a shlamim, an ola, and a toda, and we eat the animal that became a balmum eventually in a state of kedusha bechor or meiser sheini or meiser behema. Amar mar, nekeva sivchei shlamim. If it's a nekeva, then you give it as a shlamim. Says Gemara, but doma toda, maybe it's a toda. The maisi toda, fine, bring in toda also. I have a yibun in lechem, you have to have lechem. Lechem toda, but maisi nami lechem. Vidoma chatasi, maybe it's a carbon chatas over here. And really, though, we know we're not allowed to bring a carbon chatas because chatas can only be brought by the person. But the point is, vidoma chatasi, chatas bas shenos, no, chatas has to be only in its first year. And we're talking about a case of here, the Shachel Pashtei Shana, when it was really 2 years old. Vidoma Chatas Shavashnasa, maybe it was a Chatas. And then the owner didn't bring it, and then it went past the year, and that's what it is. Lo Shchiach, it is not a normal case to find. Yishtachel Bashnasa Bai, but what if you did find it in its first year? Then what would be the din? It says, Tanya, what's going to buy? It says, Chananya ben Chachinoy Omer, Eiz Bashnasa Lechatas. A she-goat in its first year is brought as a Chatas. Right? So what do you do? L'chatas l'gadaitach, what do you think? You're going to go bring it as a chatas? We don't really know which type of carbon it is over here, so therefore we're not really allowed to do that, because you can't bring a chatas as an... And also,
Rashi says, L'chatas l'gadaitach, Dilma lav chatas, maybe it's not a chatas, v'heche krevi, how can it be brought? And not only that, but v'tanah nami leka d'chatas lo krover l'nadavi, you can't bring it as a nadava. Elo, Rabbi, you know what it really means is kechatas. We treat it like a chatas. Rashi says kedin chatas. She'ena ru'uya likar, if they can't be brought. Kegon chamesh chatos, da'az le'misa, five of them that go for death. So how do you treat this type of thing can't be used? Konta l'kipa, v'yimesa me'la. You bring it into a kipa, into this room, and it dies on its own. Rashi says, lav davka, o shema kipa, haisa mechukenes... We set up for that. You don't give it food to eat and it dies on its own. Okay, so because of that situation, so we'll treat it like that as well, that animal afters. But the other ones we're going to be bringing as a shlamim or as a tamid. Not as an ola, because it's in a cave, and a cave can't be an ola, only a zacha can be. And with that, my friends, we're going to end it for today. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.